proclamation number 5469 dated the August 23rd, 1952. Everyone can hear God's speech in form of thoughts. I impart to you the word of love, of comfort and of encouragement, and wherever you lack knowledge I will always enlighten you. But you must establish a connection with me yourselves, otherwise I cannot speak to you. However, my speech will not always be heard by you. Rather, your thoughts will noticeably shape themselves in such a way as I want to speak to you, providing you pay attention to it and wait until my communication has been received by you. For this much I want to say to you, as soon as you merely think of me, speak to me in prayer or call upon me for help, my love will already be with you. You will not speak in vain, but I hear all your thoughts and will also answer you. However, only few people wait for my answer. Only few people are so profoundly devout that they are convinced of my reply. Therefore I can only seldom make myself known to a person so that he can recognize my clear answer in his feelings and thoughts. Not a single word you speak to me in deep devotion goes astray, and not a single word will be left unanswered by me. Even so, your soul very often disregards something which would make it extremely happy. You have not developed your spiritual ear as yet and therefore don't perceive the response of my love. All those of you who make contact with me in heartfelt prayer can consider yourselves addressed by me, but if you also want to understand my speech, which you will yearn to hear, then you must train your spiritual ear, for you all should strive to achieve this task, because it would make your earthly life considerably easier, since it is truly blissful to be able to hear my speech, which, without exception, applies to all those of you who enter into heartfelt communication with me. You would all draw much strength and comfort from my speech, which will only ever be perceived by you in the form of feelings and thoughts, which could provide you with inner serenity and the feeling of security. Hence you would truly be comforted and strengthened by my fatherly love, which constantly applies to all of his children. Consequently you should, after you have prayed to me in spirit and in truth, wait and remain in thought of me, and you will sense my presence, and your soul will receive the gift of my fatherly love. For I draw all those towards me who call upon me, who enter into heartfelt conversation with me, and I want to give to them whatever makes them happy. Amen.